This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Liverpool are the champions of the Premier League. Welcome to Triple Captain.
And I think that's all we need to say on that, isn't it?
I think that's all we need to say. As you well know, listeners, I'm a United fan. Rich is an Everton fan. We're not the happiest pair this morning, but it was inevitable, and well done to Liverpool. It was a well-deserved title, I say through gritted teeth. But they've blown the competition away this year, haven't they? I mean, they're set to become record point scorers. They've just been phenomenal, haven't they?
Yeah, well, lost one league game all season, is it? Pretty flipping impressive, to be fair. But anyway, that's the only praise you're going to get from me about Liverpool on this podcast. So let's move swiftly on, shall we? Have you been, mate? Anyway, have you been all right?
Yeah, fine, mate. Yeah, really, really enjoying watching all of the football. Been watching as many matches as I can. And the quality seems to have picked up a little bit. I think it's getting better. The players are obviously getting a bit more used to it. I thought United were really impressive against Sheffield United, and so that was so enjoyable to watch. And seems like they weren't affected too much by fans not being there, which is encouraging. And yeah, I think it's been really enjoyable to have it back. In terms of fantasy football, I had a better week this week. I got 81 points. In
snap,
the end,
but exactly that as well.
Nice.
Yeah, look at that.
Which was good. I mean, I think I might end up regretting the way I've done the chips. I think I might end up regretting playing free hit last week instead of bench boost, because you know a lot of people got way ahead of me in mini leagues because they played bench boost and got, you know, 100 odd points. I think one of the guys top of one of my mini leagues got like 143 points, so he's like 50 ahead of me now, whereas I was like neck and neck with him before. So I mean, I've still got my bench boost and I've still got my wild card, whereas he has obviously played his bench boost. I think he played free hit this week as well, so right. So he might not have any chips left, which could be an advantage for me, but at the same time you don't really want to be making up that ground.
I mean this is the season for it though, isn't it? Now we're into the final throes of the football, that everyone's going to be using those chips. I mean, I'm going to use my wild card presumably this week, which will be my third chip in three game weeks. So, you know, it's the time and season for it. But where did your points come from anyway? What players performed for you in the last game week?
I had 60 points going into yesterday, which I was a bit like, oh, it's a red arrow, this isn't good. But I had four players left to play, which I think was more than most. So Nick Pope dragged me to a green arrow with his 10 points. He got 3 bonus, clean sheet for Burnley. He's been so good for me this season, Nick Pope. He's been my keeper all season. So that was great. Obviously, KDB got his 8 points. Alexander-Arnold, 14.
What a free kick, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it was sublime, wasn't it? And with the clean sheet as well, you know, you're laughing with a player like that. Salah with 11. I think Doherty with a steady 6. I captained Raul Jimenez, who got his goal, thankfully. So that was an 18-pointer. Aubameyang, of course, with another 2 points. Vardy with another 2 points. But Soyuncu coming in with an 8-pointer, which was really nice. Yeah, he got 2 bonus and a clean sheet. Right. And aside from that, I think that was Decore with 1 because he didn't start, and Harvey Barnes as well, who also didn't start, with a 1. So I ended up with a really, like, you know, in any other game week, 81 points is a huge score.
Yeah,
but
that's a great score.
In the end, it only gave me a small green. So I'm up to 71k overall, which is good. I'm glad I'm in the top 100k, but I think as time goes on, I'm going to need some big weeks if I'm going to push for that top 10k. I think top 40k would be a good realistic goal for me now. But it depends. I've still got that bench boost, so it's looking when to play my wild card, when to play bench boost. I've already used my 2 free transfers because I wanted to get the price rises on Rashford and Martial. So I took out Aubameyang, put in Rashford, and I took out Harvey Barnes and put in Martial. So I'm missing Fernandes because I couldn't quite afford him in 2 moves without taking Salah out or without taking KDB out.
And you're still not willing to take a hit.
I don't think I need to yet. I mean, particularly as I'm covered with Martial and Rashford, I think, because
true,
you're hoping that they're going to share the points around a bit. I mean, Martial was just superb against Sheffield United. It was his best performance in United shirt. I mean, that finish for his hat trick, just dinked it over the keeper. All three of his finishes were brilliant. You know, on another day, he could have missed those.
Because, I mean, like the first half of the season, like before Christmas, everyone was kind of like, oh, not touching any kind of United players whatsoever for the FPL team. But for my wild card, I'm seriously considering doing a triple United for the first time ever this season. So we'll come on to that a little bit later. But yeah, I got 81 points as well. Mine were a little bit more spread out than yours. I gambled on two Spurs players, and Spurs were so poor in their game against against West Ham, but they somehow managed to get away with a 2-0 win. Put Lloris in goal, which I thought any other point of the season that would be an odd kind of shout, but he got me a clean sheet and a nice big 7 points, so I was pretty happy with that. Son got an assist, he got me 6 points midfield.
And you played free hit, didn't you?
I played just free hit. Yeah, that's right, because I still had the you know, like the triple Sheffield United, and thank God I didn't have that for this game week. But yeah, I had TAA in defence with Doherty, like you, but I also gambled on Gomez for Liverpool because Matip got a knock, didn't he, in the Merseyside derby.
Right.
And when Lovren came on in that game, it was so obvious that he was nowhere near the standard of anybody else in that Liverpool defence. So I thought, you know what, he's probably going to go with Gomez for the next game, and thankfully he did. And he got me a nice big six with that clean sheet. De Bruyne got his goal, got me a nice big eight. Mane got his goal. Did he get an assist as well? Or a bonus point? I think he got bonus points, didn't he?
It's weird with them. Salah's a complete anomaly in FPL because quite often he misses out on bonus points despite the fact of doing better than Mane. So, for instance, you know, he got a goal and an assist, but no bonus, whereas Mane just got a goal and he got a bonus.
That's so strange.
Yeah, I think that throughout the community, everybody's always questioning this. I think it's because because Salah takes so many shots. Right. I think if you miss shots, then your bonus points come down. I think it might be something to do with that.
Oh, because he's got a low shot to goal ratio. That's
exactly.
Why he doesn't get the bonus.
So I think it might be something to do with that. Yeah, which is stupid, really, because if you get a goal and assist, that's better than. I think he put in a better performance than Mane did. So
yeah, absolutely.
They need to have a look at that, really. But yeah, anyway, so Mane, 100%. Yeah, you got 9 from him, was it?
Yeah, he got me a 9. I captained Jimenez as well, much like you did. So yeah, nice big 18 from him. And then Saka, Calvert-Lewin with a 2 and Fernandez getting a 3 to complete the 81. So yeah, pretty happy with that team, to be honest. But now, as you said, that was my free hit. It's now reverted back to my game week 30 plus team, which...
was your bench boost team, wasn't it?
That was my triple captain team. I triple captained Aguero, and you know, he did all right. I think he got 20 something points, so I was pretty happy with that. But it was also the week where obviously it was double game week for Manchester City, Villa, Arsenal and Sheffield United. So if I read you through this team now, there's not many players who are going to stay in this team. So in goal, I've got Henderson of Sheffield United with Baldock and Lundstrom in front of him. So triple Sheffield United is going to go to zero Sheffield United. Then I've got Van Dijk, he'll probably stick around. Grealish, Pepe, Sterling and De Bruyne make up the midfield with Lacazette, Nketiah and Aguero up front, and Aguero's injured. So there's quite a lot of changes.
Yeah, I think you're doing the right thing playing the wild card. And that was the right plan, you know. I think for a lot of people, they did the same thing, but they played bench boost rather than triple captain. So I think a lot of people... and you got 90, was it 97 you got on your triple captain week anyway? So
Yeah. It was a high
score.
Great.
I mean, you've got two green arrows in the last 2 weeks playing your chips, which is exactly what you want. You know, I got a red arrow from playing a free hit, which is terrible. So I think you're in a good position, and playing the wild card is definitely the right move now.
Follow Triple Captain on Twitter and Instagram at TripleCaptain3.
I guess what we need to talk about is who you're going to pick, and obviously that covers for listeners the players that we're most interested in for the rest of the season, which of course is what everybody wants to hear. So and where are you overall at the moment? Yeah. Let's set a goal for you overall rank.
All right. Well, before we do that, do we want to go through who I've got in my first draft for this wildcard team?
Absolutely.
So I spent about maybe 40 minutes on the first draft this morning. Like, the amount of research you have to put in to doing your wild card, because you wait all year for it. You know, you have birthday and you have Christmas every year. You have wild card times two every year. It's, you know, it's just as important.
It is.
So this is the team that I've come up with. I thought you did this all through the season.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, where you had, I thought you had two goalkeepers which you dipped in and out of all season, and I kind of liked that idea. I haven't done it, but I think I'm going to do it for the final few weeks of the season.
I haven't done it this year. I did it last season.
Oh, did you? I thought you did it at the start of this season.
No, I did it last season. It worked really well. But this season, I just stuck with Pope because of the money saving on getting like a 4 million keeper alongside him, which right. made... But yeah, I think definitely... I think if you're making a wild card team now, you need to have bench boost in mind, because you've still got bench boost, haven't you? So that would mean, you know, you need to pick 15 players that start... In order to maximise those points when you do decide to play bench boost. And we were discussing the possibility of playing it in 33 plus, weren't we? I think there's some good fixtures there. But yeah, take me through. So I'm looking at your team now on my phone as well.
Yeah, cool. So in goal, like I said, I've gone for two goalkeepers. Pope, who's delivered pretty well for you all season. I think he's the top scoring goalkeeper, and he's still only 5 million, which is great value. But then I've also got Dubravka for Newcastle, who's again one of the highest scoring goalkeepers in the Premier League this season. And Newcastle have been playing pretty decent football quite recently as well. So yeah, I'm just going for them two in goal. And then, like you say, with the bench boost, they'll both start. So hopefully I'll get a clean sheet from both of them. But what do you think of that, goalkeepers?
I think Pope, definitely Burnley have got good fixtures. I'm wondering if you could change Dubravka for Martinez from Arsenal. He's only 4.2. I think he's 4.2 million. He might have gone up to 4.3 million now. Obviously, Leno's injured. I presume Leno's out for the rest of the season.
What was his injury? Knee injury?
I don't know. I haven't actually kept up with that. But I think I've seen a few people putting Martinez in their team, which would probably indicate that Leno's out for the remainder of the season. And because he's cheap, and you know, most of the time, apart from bench boost week, you're going to be playing Pope in goal with you know, Martinez as your sub keeper. Yeah. And if Arsenal might, you know, they got a clean sheet yesterday, it's not completely without possibility. And I think Martinez might have got some save points yesterday as well. They tend to face a lot of shots, the Arsenal goalkeeper. I think they face the most shots in the league. So I'd be tempted to play him, and then you could maybe put someone like Lascelles, if you wanted a Newcastle defender, because he's only 4.3 million. You could maybe put him in instead. So
it's not a bad shout.
Think about that.
That's the only thing, though, because I feel like at the moment Arsenal, I mean, all right, they won, but I still feel like they're kind of on a downward kind of spiral for the end of the season, where it feels all kind of positive around Newcastle for once in a long time.
True.
So I don't know. I'm going to make a note of that, Martinez.
That's a money saving one, and you're just hoping for a clean sheet from Arsenal, aren't you, on your bench boost, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
But then, you know, Newcastle aren't guaranteed to get clean sheets either, but they are they're solid at the back, aren't they? Steve Bruce has got them pretty well organised. So if they've got a good fixture against, you know, a Norwich or a West Ham or something like that, you think, yeah, they might have already played West Ham, but yeah.
And that'll save me probably like half a million, something like that as well. So that can easily be reinvested somewhere else. Because at the moment, my bench boost options aren't that strong. They could definitely be improved. But anyway, I'll move on to my defence. So the idea is to play 3-4-3 with this team, by the way. So my three starting centre-backs, or defenders rather, will be TAA, Van Dijk, and Doherty at Wolves, which I think is a pretty solid back three there, with Jack Robinson of Sheffield United on the bench, and Young Williams of Liverpool on the bench. Came on in the win over, who did he beat again? Palace, and looked really good. I'm just desperate to have a shot, and he's down as a defender, even though he was obviously a very attacking player. I don't know how much football he could get for the rest of the season, but considering that Liverpool have already tied up the title, you know, there could be an opportunity for him to start a game or two.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, the only kind of thing is you're just not guaranteed the starts, are you, from Williams or Jack Robinson, which obviously on a bench boost is tricky. So, I mean, and let's talk about Liverpool for a minute. I mean, what do you think is going to happen in terms of rotation? Do you think Klopp is going to rotate more, or do you think, I mean, for me, he's spoken quite a few times about wanting to break Man City's record. And yeah. they're out of the Champions League. I think they're still in the FA Cup, aren't they? But they're out of the Champions League. Why not just play your best team and go for the record?
Well, that's it. I mean, he should do that. He'll probably make some changes. I think if he does do some kind of rotation, he'll leave the back line as it is. I can't see him dropping. I can't see him dropping Alisson. I can't see him dropping Van Dijk.
They'll want to play, won't they, as well? You know, they've been out for 3 months. They've just won the league. Exactly. All of these players will want to play. It's not a dictatorship there either. You know, I'm sure Klopp and all managers speak to their players. And the top players like Van Dijk and all that will tell him, you know, I want to play. You know, yeah. So I don't think we should worry too much about I think there will be more rotation naturally, you know, and I think Alexander-Arnold and Robertson are two that might be rotated more than usual.
So
I suppose you might cover Alexander-Arnold with Williams because he came on in place of him. So obviously if Alexander-Arnold doesn't start, you'll get Williams as a sub coming on.
Yeah.
But I just don't know. Could you maybe afford to drop Alexander-Arnold for the rest of the season and bank that money and spend it elsewhere?
It's such a tough decision to make because he's owned by 42.8% of players in this game. And if you think, you know, he's just got, what did he get this game week? 14 points? 14. Something like that?
Yeah.
That's a big amount to miss out on, isn't it? And it's a huge gamble. So at least if, you know, you lose out on the points, everybody else is going to lose out on the points from him as well. So I don't know. It's a huge, huge risk. But I've got Williams in there, like you said, to make up for it. And I'm going to have Van Dijk as well, who I can't really see being dropped. What, for Lovren? Come on, Lovren's not going to play, is he? Let's be honest. I think Liverpool's rotation, though, is more likely going to be Mane, Salah, Firmino. They're going to be the ones that will be chopped and changed because, you know, they've got Origi, they've got Minamino, players like that who could come in and do a half-decent job for them as well. So I think the attacking line for Liverpool is much more likely to be twisted about a little bit. But yeah, so that's my defence. Maybe I'll take another look at the options once I've rejigged my goalkeeper options. But the midfield four that I'm going to go with, Martial, Fernandes, De Bruyne and Willian, with Hayden of Newcastle as my final sub there, which I think is pretty strong considering there's not any Liverpool midfielders in there. What do you reckon of that?
I like that midfield. I think the double up of Martial and Fernandes it could be really good. I don't think many will have both of them, although obviously Martial, his owners will shoot up. Now he's already gone up by 0.1. I got him in at eight million because I knew, and Rashford's gone up to 9 as well, which I got him in just before that price rise. So I think that's a nice double up, and you know, watching United against Sheffield United, they dominated, and with the addition of Pogba, I mean, Pogba created 4 chances. I mean, again, there's this, I can't get it out of my head that there's this slight media bias towards Paul Pogba. He played the absolute classic example of this, right? He played a wonderful pass over the top to Rashford, a little chipped pass. It was sublime. And what did they what did the commentators mention? They mentioned what Bruno Fernandes did in the build-up to it. They didn't even mention how good the pass was from Pogba. They didn't even mention it. I thought, what? That is odd. I think there's a real bias, particularly from Gary Neville, who clearly doesn't like Paul Pogba.
Yeah.
And there's a whole... Graham Souness hates him. You know, there's this whole bias around... And it really, really annoys me. I just wanted to say that. As we've got a tiny platform, I thought I just wanted to say that. But... I think with Pogba, I wouldn't have Pogba in my team because he was playing a lot deeper than Fernandes, but he created 4 chances. He looked really good, and he just added that element to United that we've been missing, really. And so him and Fernandes and Rashford and Greenwood, you know, James coming in and out, they're going to be creating lots of chances for Martial, and he looked on it. I mean, I know there's been, the temptation is always to knee-jerk and get someone in who's just scored a hat-trick. I've done it, I think this is the third time I've done it this season. Mm-hmm. But I really do think Martial could continue that form, and United's fixtures are great. What I'm thinking is, with this, obviously you kind of need to keep De Bruyne, everybody's got him, haven't they? And if he bangs, and you've got to keep him, and you've got that value with him. I'm just not sure about Willian. I mean, he's very hit and miss, isn't he? Chelsea look good. Could you put What about Pulisic, who's 0.1 cheaper than Willian?
Yeah, I mean, Pulisic, again, he had a phase, didn't he? Was it around Christmas time where he scored like 3 games on the bounce or something like that, and everyone was like, oh, you've got to get Pulisic in. Sorry, there's some kind of Chinook flying past my house at the moment, so that's what the noise is in the background. But yeah, it's difficult with Chelsea because they're playing so well, but at United, it's obvious that it's going to come through either Martial, Fernandes, or Rashford, where at Chelsea, it's not quite sure. You don't know whether it's going to come from Willian, you don't know whether it's going to come from maybe even a Barkley or a Pulisic or a Mount. So it's kind of hard, but I feel like I need to have at least one Chelsea player in there from the midfield who can get involved. And I think Willian is probably the most dangerous out of those players. And I think he is the most expensive, but only by a short amount. And he has started every game since lockdown ended. So I'd like to think that he's a smart choice in that midfield.
He took the penalty last night as well. So if he's on penalties, that's a bonus.
He's usually on free kicks as well, isn't he? So
yeah, you know, he's probably more likely to start than Pulisic is. But I think Pulisic always looks capable of a goal. And I think a lot of people had him in before he got injured. Or before lockdown, because his stats were amongst the best in the league. He was having the most shots. He was creating a lot of chances. So I'd be interested in him. But yeah, I know what you mean. You want a Chelsea player in there, but it's not. You're not quite sure. There's not really a standout option. Yeah. What about Mahrez for City? He started all 3 games. He seems to be the man in favourite from Pep, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's just that constant weight and that constant potential of him being subbed out and you're spending so much money. All right, he's a great player and I can see why you'd pick him in your fantasy team, but it's just the risk of him not being chosen. It's just too much pressure for my mind to take. But yeah, I can see why you'd want him. Whereas I think Willian is more likely to be a regular than Mahrez. Well, yeah, so that's the midfield. And then the front three that I'll have, speaking of Chelsea, Giroud, I've decided to bring in alongside Jimenez and Rashford. What do you think of Giroud? He's looked pretty decent since lockdown.
Yeah, but he never scores the goals. He never gets the points, you know. I just don't think it's worth it. I know he's only 6.6 and obviously at the moment Lampard's favouring him. Yeah. But that could easily switch to Tammy Abraham, couldn't it? I think at any point Lampard could take him out and Abraham could come in, and then you're left with a move that you've got to make further down the line. I mean, Jimenez and Rashford, yep, can't argue with that. I've got them both in, great choices. I think I would leave Giroud. I'd just have your one Chelsea in Willian, or maybe get a Chelsea defender in there, like Azpilicueta, perhaps. Although they're not, they're not amazing at clean sheets. So I'd maybe just. It is a tough one, yeah. But I think I'd rather have Calvert-Lewin for that price than Giroud.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, because Calvert-Lewin's pretty much nailed on to start every game for Everton. And he looked half decent against Norwich as well, had a couple of opportunities. But I don't know, it's just because Chelsea are in decent form. They've got, you know, a lot to play for still this season, and I just feel like Giroud could be the guy to drag them into those solid European positions. I don't know, I'm still hungover and feeling the alcohol effects from yesterday.
I think what you've got to remember with Giroud is that he has never produced the kind of attacking returns that you'd want from a striker in a fantasy football team. So you're relying on him to do something that he's never done.
But I kind of feel like this is the start of a new season and he's already scored against Aston Villa. He's got, you know... He's got the form.
You never know. I just think further down the line, Abraham will come back in. I can't see Giroud starting every game for the rest of the season. Abraham will get the nod back. Frank loves him and he's been great all season. So,
yeah, I mean, Giroud started the previous 3 games before lockdown, and he started the 2 post lockdown.
Okay, yeah, interesting.
So, I don't know.
You're talking yourself into it.
I am, aren't I? I really am. It's the time of the season, because I've got to take some gambles somewhere. I'm 190k or something like that. I want to get into that top 100, which I was bloody in for all the season until lockdown. So I feel like I need to. Let's see what his ownership is. Actually, his ownership. All right, it's less than 2%, so maybe I am talking out my arse a little bit.
It's a big differential. It's tricky. I mean, the remainder of the season is going to be really interesting, because obviously now you've got Liverpool who have won the league. We don't know what Klopp's going to do. I mean, we'd imagine that he's going to go for that points record, which would suggest that the best players are going to play. But at the same time, he's bound to give more chances to the young players and to players that haven't played as much. And also there's certain players in there that probably need a couple more games in order to get a medal, which I'm sure he'll want everybody to get a medal. He's that kind of guy, isn't he? So yeah, that's sure. going to be interesting. City, do they double down and go for as many victories as possible, or are they going to kind of fall away? They've got nothing to play for now. Mm. I suppose they have to consolidate the European places, but if they're banned from Europe next season anyway, what's that going to do to their mentality? So City are going to be an interesting one. And obviously you've always got that rotation with Pep. And then obviously you've got to fill your team with players that have things to play for. So United, I think, you have to have that triple. United, you can go either double Wolves or triple Wolves. I mean, really what you could do for your bench boost, if you're thinking about bench boost, is take Willian out and put Traore in. And then you've got more money for that fifth midfielder, because Hayden isn't going to be a good choice on a bench boost as a fifth midfielder. Yeah, exactly.
Absolute solid two. Him and Douglas Luiz are the most solid two footballers in the whole of FPL. Never do anything, but they'll always play 90 minutes and guarantee it.
But then again, you know, you do want that little bit of Chelsea in your team, perhaps. But then it's like, well, who do I pick? Where are the points going to come from? So maybe you don't. Maybe you leave Chelsea out of it.
Oh, there's going to be so many drafts of this wild card. I'm going to do this for the rest of the day, I think. Just going to sit in the garden in the sun, do my wild card. That's what I'm going to do today.
Nice. What a nice day. Exactly. Yeah. And in terms of my team, I'm not sure when I'm going to do it. I don't know. Obviously, I haven't got a team for bench boost at the moment, but I'm pretty well set up. I mean, I've still got Soyuncu and Vardy in my team, which isn't great, but Vardy can bang at any time, and I could move him out further down the line.
The song about Leicester at the moment, it's not clicking like it was earlier in the season, really, is it? They've obviously still got the high-quality players there, but, you know, it's like they're kind of like Tottenham at the moment. Like, they've got the high-quality players, and every now and then they turn it on, and unfortunately, you know, most of the time they don't seem to be turning it on at the moment. But who knows? You know, it could be a gamble that pays off. Who would have thought saying Jamie Vardy would be a gamble at this point in the season, by the way?
Yeah, for sure. He's still leading the race, isn't he? He's still leading the Golden Boot race. So I'm sure he's going to be hungry for goals. But yes, whether Leicester can get it together and click. I think they're missing Pereira, to be honest.
They've been playing Justin, haven't they? Go on, lads.
They've been playing Justin, yeah.
A big shout, yeah.
A few people have got him in, I've seen.
Brave people. Cool. Well, I guess that just about brings us to the end of this update. What's it, game week 33 plus we're going into now?
32 plus. Yeah.
All right, mate. Well, all the best for this game week.
And, thanks, mate. You too. Yeah, keep me updated on your wild card.
I will.
At the moment, I'm captaining. My captain's on Martial at the moment, but that might change. You know what? I might do a little cheeky Salah captain against City.
Oh yeah, he does like to turn it on against the big teams as well, doesn't
he? The victory lap, you know, I think might be interesting. I think not a lot of people will captain him this week.
Man City are giving a guard of honour to Liverpool walking out at the Etihad. Imagine that.
That is tradition,
that
isn't it?
Painful, yeah. God. Oh, we should probably say happy birthday to Ben as well, who's not here today.
Of course.
He's spending the day with his girlfriend, Jem. So, happy birthday, mate.
Happy birthday, background Ben. Are we sending him this to edit, or are you editing it?
Happy birthday, Ben. Edit this podcast for us. Nice.
Here's
one.
The edit.
We kept it easy and short for you, don't worry.
Exactly.
Cool. All right then, mate. Well, I'll speak to you in a few days.
Yes. Brilliant. Good luck, everybody.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Yesterday Today with Dan and Katie.
Right, guys, production meeting. Sorry, I know you do want to carry on with your days, but we need to make a promo.
About the podcast?
Yeah, about the podcast.
Okay, well, it's a podcast. Yeah. We make it. Go listen to it. See ya. That's what like that.
Well, no, but... No.
Hi, this is Dan, Katie and Posh Ben, and this is our promo for our show. I forgot the show. Yeah. Yesterday Today with Dan, Katie and Posh Ben.
I reckon that's the
one, terrible.
Hello, this is Dan and Katie, and this is our podcast called Yesterday Today.
Where we see what's been going on in the world yesterday, and we talk about it today.
We also need to do the subscribe and share.
Yeah. Subscribe.
Review.
Share.
When you said share, I thought of actual share.
Actual share.
Anyway, this is Yesterday Today with Dan and Katie. Yeah. Search for us now on your chosen podcast app.
Yeah.
We'll get something slick out of that.
All right.
Yeah.
Yesterday Today with Dan and Katie. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.